It has been barely a year since Brandt Industries purchased the former Kongsguld plant north of Normal. The agriculture equipment maker started production in July and is revamping the 200,000 square foot building so it can house as many as 300 employees and multiple shifts. GLT's Eric Stock gives us a tour.
It's definitely not your father's manufacturing plant. The building is nearly spotless, even as welders, painters, and others toil. A growing number of jobs are electronic, while a few tasks are completely automated. Brandt's sales manager for the northeastern U.S., Hans Rasmussen, was born in Denmark and grew up in Canada, where Brandt was born. But that's purely coincidental. He's been in McLean County since 2002 as he worked at Brandt's predecessor, Kongsguld. He explains how this all came to be.
Brandt was researching a location in the U.S. They've been selling into the U.S. for several years, but was looking for a location, physical location, to manufacture and distribute product as their market share was growing. This plant became available when Kongsguld sold off their agricultural side of the business, and Brandt was one of the companies that came to have a look at the facility and ultimately purchased it.
Explain your role in it, because you were Kongsguld at the time.
I was in charge of Kongsguld for North America, and when we sold off our agricultural division, no longer needed a facility of this size or manufacturing capability, and so it was deemed to find a buyer and hopefully somebody that could take the facility and expand on it and also provide employment opportunities for some of the staff. And Brandt was one of the people we reached out to, and they came. And after a few visits, a deal was struck.
Were you planning on sticking around?
I was planning to stay with Kongsguld, but when I heard the ideas and initiatives that Brandt was describing that they wanted to do, it seemed like a good opportunity, and I was glad to accept.
So how has it been going so far?
Better than expected. It's been a great company. They've stepped up and did what they said, not only in hiring people, but also in developing products, expansion here at the facility. Everything seems to be going the right direction.
If you would outline what all is being produced here now.
We started out making screw conveyors, augers, for farmers, and then we've added in belt conveyors, and we're adding additional products, drive-over decks, other types of belt conveyors, and ultimately grain carts is our plans for 2018-19. We also have a line of construction attachments for excavators and that type of thing that we will be distributing from here, but we will look at maybe manufacturing some of those late 19, early 2020.
We heard of snow blades as well?
We manufacture those in Canada at our facility there, but we have started a program where our John Deere dealer, construction dealers, will buy graders from John Deere, and prior to receiving them, they pass through here, get fitted with the snow wings, and then go to the dealer and the end user.
And how many employees are here so far, full-time?
Approximately 85 at the current time period, and we have just put notices out for another 14.
And growth potential beyond there, we had heard at one point possibly 200 to 300 employees?
That's our goal and our target, all depending on how fast we can develop the market, how fast we can get there.
Where is the ceiling as far as market potential in this industry?
Yeah, that one, we're not really sure what the ceiling is. We have competitors, obviously. The agricultural side is been in a downturn for the last several years. It seems to be slowly leveling out and possibly starting to rejuvenate, depending on all the tariffs and the China situation with soybeans. So we're not sure how long or how big it can get. Right now, we still haven't fully set up our distribution network, so we have a lot of geography where we just don't have dealers yet, which gives us opportunity for growth for the next several years.
So it sounds like you're still very much in infancy in that realm.
Yes, we are. We're definitely adding new dealers monthly.
So you referenced the tariffs. How much of an impact has that had, if any, yet, or could that potentially have on your business longer term, if this ends up being a longer term situation?
It's not unique for us. Our competitors are having the same thing. So where it really hits is the end users. With the increased prices, it slows down sales.
Any surprises, pleasant or otherwise, so far that you didn't expect in this new venture? Sounds like it's all gone according to plan.
There's always bumps, and it's like a highway. There's bumps in it, and there's smooth sections. And when you're starting out from scratch with a new company in a different country, there's always some bumps, but we've managed to get over them pretty quickly and move on.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Hans Rasmussen, who is a sales manager for the northeastern part of the United States for Brandt Industries, about 6 months after the company has opened up shop and started production here in McLean County. How many of the employees that you've added have come from this area, perhaps came from Kongskild or other places in McLean County, and how many have come in from elsewhere?
If you're looking at straight McLean County, there's been several, but also the outlying counties around the area, El Paso area, Lexington. There's probably from a 30-mile radius of here.
Was that one of the areas that was attractive to Brandt because of the available workforce and the reputation of the workforce here in McLean County?
That was one of the criteria, was availability of employees and skilled employees, but also the possibility, if there wasn't skilled employees, to get the training, i.e. through Heartland, ISU, etc.
Mm-hmm. Other parts of the arrangement that Brandt had set up with the local taxing bodies, you were going to be donating equipment, student mentoring time, other community service equal to 50% of the annual tax break. Do you have some examples of what you have done or plan to do in those areas?
We've been working heavily with Unit 5 and have had meetings with them. We have offered up some welding machines to the schools. We are also working with them on a mentoring program and some training programs that we've talked back and forth. It's still in the setup mode. In fact, we're having meetings again where they're coming out here with some students for touring and mentoring here in January.
Looking for a sustainable workforce.
Yes.
Brandt initially pledged to spend $20 million in improvements to the facilities. How close are you to that? And if you can give me some examples of some of the upgrades that you've done.
I don't have the dollar numbers right at my fingertips. We're on target to what we had said. We have added some additional cranes. We are doing some building construction right now where we have had to put some new utilities in, adding locker room, restrooms for the expanded workforce that may hit 300 people. Mm-hmm. We are also in the midst of looking at some other expansion, additions to the building, additions to equipment in the near future.
How does Brandt see its role in Bloomington Normal and McLean County as one of the larger employers in this area and getting off the ground here?
That's a hard one to answer. We do not see ourselves as one of the larger ones at this point.
Potentially, of course.
We're working towards that, and it's a family-owned company with family values. And so we reach out in the community when it affects what we call our family.
McLean County is the largest ag-producing county in the state. How much did that play a role in this being a strategic location for the company?
That wasn't one of the top five factors. It was a nice factor in the end. But the company had been looking at other sites prior to this facility coming on the market. They were very close to making a decision on a couple others. But when this came along, because of the size of this building and the newer equipment inside the factory, it made the decision easier to select here.
Brent had said a year ago the company was to consider making this the U.S. headquarters for the company. Is that still in the works, and what would that actually mean?
Yeah, it's still in the works for that. And ultimately, as things grow, there will be additional locations. But this will be the primary U.S. location.
Where might you be setting up elsewhere, or how many sites could potentially be in the works?
That is unknown at this point.
It sort of depends on where the market goes in the next few years then, right?
It depends on where the market goes with what products and what geography, what geographic areas are developing faster.
Rasmussen says while manufacturing appears to be on the rebound in the U.S., training and education haven't caught up. He says it's been a challenge to find qualified workers. In the meantime, he acknowledges a growing number of tasks, including some of the heavier welding jobs, can be done more efficiently through automation.
For example, when we were doing cultivator frames with Kongskill, if it took 4 man-hours to weld something, the robot could do it in 45 minutes. In order to be able to compete and get the costs down, you need to be efficient in your production, and robotics are one of the ways we have to do that.
At Brandt, skilled laborers are all non-union. They can make up to $17.50 an hour. I'm Eric Stock.
Brandt manager Hans Rasmussen says all of Brandt's skilled labor jobs require prior training and certification.